What's the tone been like? It seems like the last couple of weeks more with wins, but it doesn't really seem like that the next day.
Yeah, well, I think we're happy with the wins, obviously. We played some good teams and we pulled out some wins. You know, I think it's always getting better. It's always working to improve, and I think, you know, that's my goal.
What are your thoughts on going back to Denver?
I'm excited about it. You know, they're a tough opponent. They've had a streak of wins here, and it'll be a good challenge, definitely.
Being from there, I'm sure you're aware of some of the excitement that's been created there just with Tim Tebow and some of the other players. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm going to take this like all the games. You know, it's just a matter of preparing during the week, getting ready, and going out there and doing our best, you know.
But do you have a sense of the craziness that's going on over there surrounding the
Broncos? Yeah, I'm not going to worry about any of that stuff, I guess.
It's just one of those games where you get a little more of a demand from a personal standpoint, tickets and stuff like that.
You know, I'm not gonna even try to worry too much about that. It's just about the game, you know, for me. So,
how are you feeling? We hear a lot about the rookie wall and, you know, 12, 13 games into your rookie season. How are you?
You know, I think it's a long season, but I've been working to improve every week, and I just take it week by week, and that's really helped me. It's gone quickly, you know.
How have you been handling the challenge of your workload and playing, obviously, a lot of right tackle these last couple of weeks, but still, you know, jumping in there as a third tight end a lot? How is just that challenge been for you?
Well, it's a lot of hard work, but I have great teammates and great coaches that have helped me with all of that, though, too.
Have you gotten a chance to look at Miller and Duvall and see what they've been doing so far this year?
Nope. I'm going to get right on that, though. Yep.
Work as a tight end, how much have you been able to lean on number 87?
You know, like I said, all my teammates are helping me out. You know, that's kind of, the coaches help you, the players are helping you. It's a team process.
When you showed up here, you had, obviously, the tackle depth chart is loaded. Did you expect to, at this point in the season, have 7 starts under your belt?
Oh, it's been a great opportunity. I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I just prepared the best that I can, and it worked out great, I guess. I mean, I'm happy for that opportunity to play so much.
You a Broncos fan growing up?
Yeah. I'm a Patriots fan this week, and I'm getting ready with the Patriots.
Parents coming? You get to see anyone, friends, family, anything like that?
Well, my mom doesn't miss a game, so I've seen her at all the games.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
At least they get the short road trip this time.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Be nice to get back there, though.
It's going to be neat. You know, it's an exciting game, so I'm excited about it. Definitely.
This is sort of a dumb question, but is the air different? I mean, I know the air is obviously different, but is there anything, like, when you go back there, is it going to be noticeably different, or is there something you can, like...
You know, when we were at CU, we always tried to make a big deal about that. But we didn't win a whole lot of games while I was there, so maybe it didn't make that much of a difference. I don't know.
How would you try to make a big deal of it? Just talk about it, hoping to get into the opponent's heads and stuff?
Yeah, well, there's signs about it, and there's that sort of thing. And we like to think that it gave us a confidence boost when we're going down in elevation or up in elevation. But I think it's just kind of, you're well conditioned, and you just kind of play football no matter what, you know.